Blog Talk Radio.
J.O. on the track.
Y'all, let's get it on, let's get it on. Here we go. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome. And thank you guys for tuning in again. The call-in number is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. You can call that number, listen in live to the show. And if you'd like to make a comment or opinion on this today's episode, just press the number one on the keypad, and that will alert me that you'd like to be on the show to give your comments or opinions, and I will put you on the air. All right. Again, thanks guys for tuning in. Those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in as well. You can follow the show on Facebook, and Twitter, And you can also, if you are on my show page right now, there's an icon there that says follow this show. Go ahead and click on that icon and set that up where you'll be able to follow the show on a daily basis. That means that if I'm having a show, I put my show notes out there. You'll be able to see them before the show airs, and that way you can make a conscious decision to get on, listen, and call in and talk on the show. Okay, and again, I appreciate you guys for being here today. Again, my call-in number is 818-301-5834. Now, let's see. Before we get started, let's get into the weather. Okay? Right now, it's 46 degrees in the ATL. We're looking at a high today of 57. Only 57 today, a high. And low of 41 tonight. Friday, 58, low 30, okay? And Saturday, sunny, high 60, low 38. And then Sunday, partly cloudy. Monday, partly cloudy. Tuesday, rain and 70 degrees. So not too bad, pretty mild temperatures. But the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, looks like it's going to be mild days. That means you can get out there and fire up those barbecue grills, right? I guarantee you that's what I'll be doing either Saturday or Sunday, okay? Now, today's word of the day is laconic. Laconic. L-A-C-O-N-I-C, laconic. Laconic is an adjective, and it means using or involving the use of a minimum of words. Concise to the point of seeming rude or mysterious. Laconic is using or involving the use of a minimum of words. Okay, that's laconic. I'm not sure about this, but I'm going to, this is an example that they give. It says the reporters had a hard time getting the laconic quarterback to share his thoughts after the tough loss. So using or involving the use of a minimum of words. All right. So that's laconic. Pretty good word. So grab that and, put it in your vocabulary, use it in your daily work and all that stuff, right? All right. So that's a great move. All right. So let's see. This is 3-2. That's March the 2nd. Is today's date. It's already March, guys. We're already in the third month of the year, and in you know, in just a little while, maybe in another month or so, we'll be talking about hitting the beach, getting in the warm and sunshine, and laying on the beach, getting some sun, getting some waves, jumping some waves, doing all that stuff. Okay, I love the beach. It's just something about it. I've been going to the beach ever since I was a little boy. My mom used to take us to the beach every summer. Every summer we went to the beach and stayed and had a great time. So when I was able to get to the point where I was making my own money and I could go myself and take my wife or my girlfriend or whatever with me, oh my goodness, man, it got gooder. And gooder, right? Gooder and gooder, right? So, again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on duty for all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And please don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Okay? Don't forget to mention that for sure. Now, again, guys, I appreciate you guys listening in and welcome. Now, today's episode is entitled, "He Says I'm Dating Two Other People and Wants to Date You. What do you say?" Okay? And we're going to discuss this hot topic on dating because if a guy or a girl, a man or a woman or whatever, comes to you and says that they're dating two other people, but they're dating two other people, but would like to date you as well, what do you say? What do you say about that? I've been thinking about this, and when you think about it, okay, the guy is coming out being straight up honest with you and telling you from the start that he's already dating two other people, but you're attractive to him, and he'd like to date you. Okay, and people may say that that's wrong, but it's actually reality, because I guarantee you that man is that comes to you and come on to you and drop a line on you and trying to get you to go out on a date, I guarantee you that he's already, dealing with another young lady, if not two others, if not maybe three others. Okay? So, whether he comes to you and puts that out right in the beginning or not, reality is already happening. Okay, but in other words, he's just telling you it's happening. He's letting you know. He's opening your eyes to it, saying, telling you that it's happening. So he's giving you the option. Now your option is there. Now the ball's in your court. The guys are being honest with you. Now the ball's in your court. So what are you gonna say? Are you gonna say, no, get away from me? I don't want to be a part of your harem of ladies, okay? Or you say, well, yeah, I wouldn't mind going out on a date with you. And he tells you he's dating two other people. So, is that saying that he's bad people? No. Is that saying that you don't mind being with him and he's also being with two other ladies? No, that's not saying that. It's saying that, the guy, he's attractive to you. You're attractive to him. He's attractive to you. So this may be your guy. This may be the guy that you have a future with, and because you accepted his date, and because know already that he has two other ladies that he's seeing, now it's at a point where you make a decision whether to see her or not, or whether to see him or not. And you may be thinking that, hey, I'll go out on a date with him and get to know him, and maybe I can get in there and push these other two ladies out, and I can be his exclusive girl. Okay, maybe I could be his exclusive girl. If that's your thoughts, then I believe that those are the right thoughts. Those are the right thoughts. Now, I was talking to another female friend of mine, and she said that if a guy came to her and said something like that, she would immediately dismiss him, because she didn't want to be a part of his harem. Okay? So, okay, the guy, you know, you dismiss him, tell him to go on about his business, he leaves, and watch this. That may have been your blessing in disguise. Who knows for sure, but that may have been your blessing in disguise. Okay? And again, if he didn't tell you, and he says he want to take you out on a date or whatever, and you get out on a date and you start, you know, really liking this guy and what he's doing and what he's saying, and next thing you know, you guys are intimate with each other, you know, after a few dates, and then he tells you that, or you find out that he's dealing with two other women, then that gets to be a problem, right? So if that's a problem, then, you know, it should be better for you if he told you up front. Right? And then you can make a decision whether to date him or not. And then you go into the relationship openly, knowing already that he's dating someone else. Okay? He's dating someone else. And now you can get to be his, you can have him squeeze them other women out, and you be exclusively to him. I mean, what do you say about that? 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. You can call and listen in. And if you'd like to comment or have an opinion, just press the number one on your keypad. But if the guy comes to you, or the young lady comes to you, and she openly says, or he openly says, that he's dating two other ladies, or she's dating two other men, but she'd like to date you, that, you know, she's attracted, you're attractive to her, and she, you know, she's attractive to you, and she'd like to take you on a date, or she'd like to go on a date with you. But she told you up front that she's dating two other guys. So that, you know, I think that's, you know, a little more open to me. And it's honest, right? And you want honesty. So it's honest that he or she came to you and they said that. They let you know that they're dating two other people. So you don't go into the relationship, all wow and get into your emotions, and then find out that he's dating two other women. Now, the young lady that I was talking to, she said that, excuse me, she said that she would immediately dismiss this guy because he said that to her, and she doesn't want to be a part of his harem. Well, The reality is that he already okay, he's already dating two women. That's reality, right? And then he comes to you and he doesn't tell you about these other two women. But he says he want to take you out on a date and this and that, and you guys get out and y'all go on a date, and then you go on another date and another date and another date, and then now you're pretty comfortable with this guy, and now you know you guys start sleeping together and things get a little more involved, right? Things get a little more involved. Now you and he are emotionally attached. So once you get emotionally attached to someone, it, you know, for women, I say this, for women, you know, they start to feel like, hey, this my guy, and, you know, we're exclusive. He didn't date other people. But then as a little more time goes, you find out that he is dating someone else. Or he is dating two other women. Then it's a problem, right? Then it's a problem. Now your emotions are involved. Now you can't be without this guy, or you can't be without this girl, and now she's a wreck because you didn't tell her that you were dating someone else. So what would be the problem then if he told you up front that he was dating someone else and you said that you would immediately dismiss him? But he's a good looking guy and he's attracted to you because he came to you and asked you out on a date. And again, the reality is that he's already with someone, and the reality is, on the flip side, is that you're already with someone too. You're not out there just celibate. Well, some of them may be, but you're not out there doing nothing, right? You probably have a guy that you're dating at that time as well, and even if you said that he didn't tell you that he was dating other people and you went out on a date with him, hey, you're being dishonest as well because you didn't tell him that you were dating someone else. And the reality is that you are dating someone else already. You know, if not, what's your deal? Why you not dating someone, you know, good looking lady, woman like you, and, you know, seems to be, pretty successful. Why aren't you dating someone else? The reality is she is. 818-301-5834. So what I'm saying is she is dating someone else. But she wants to jump on this high horse because you told her that you were already dating someone else, but you'd like to date her as well. See, and that's my thing. That was my comeback for this young lady. The reality is you're already dating someone as well. Okay? So if the guy's being honest with you or the girl's being honest with you, and you know, if I tell you, and back in the day, I mean, a long, 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 long time ago, if I was dating someone, and then a young lady came to me, and she's the first impressions, right? She looks good, you know, her body looks good. She got a nice face, nice hair, this and that. Then, and she says, hey, she come to me and say, hey, how you doing? I saw you. I was in the restaurant, sitting over here with my girlfriends, and I just wanted to come over to you and say, you're an attractive guy, and I don't know if you're in a relationship already, but I'd like to go out on a date with you. I mean, that hardly happens, maybe it happens today, this day and age, but back when I was dating, that didn't happen. But women are different today. So she come up to you and say she'd like to go on a date with you, and she said, "But I gotta let you know that I'm already dating two other guys." Now, what do you say? Or what would I say? I say, hell yeah. She looked good to me. I'm thinking that, hey, I my game is on point. So I believe that I can step in here and take over for these other two guys that she's dating, right? I feel I could step in and take over. She kick them guys to the curb, throw a few rocks at them or whatever, tell them to get out of her life. Cause she's got me. She doesn't need them. Right? That's how ego's talking. But now she got me. She don't need them. That's how I feel. That's how I feel anyway. And so yeah, I'd be like, yeah, we can go out on a date, yada 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 yada. We can go out on a date. Ain't nothing wrong with going out on a date. I can get out on a date. I can, start to understand this girl and see what she's about. So you flip it around, the guy come to a girl and ask the same question. Hey, I saw you. I was sitting at the bar. I saw you sitting over here with your girlfriends, and I came. She's sitting there with three other females, and you say, all three of y'all, all of y'all are great looking women, and I'd like to take one of you guys on a date, but I'm already dating two other young ladies. But you guys are beautiful, so I'd like to take one of you guys on a date. Hey, I'm gonna be over here at the bar, I'm gonna be over here at the bar, having a couple of drinks. So when y'all make up your mind, then give me a signal or come over there and tell me what's going on. What I'm thinking is, I'm saying, hey, and then she comes and one of the young ladies comes and says, hey, you're dating other people. That's not my thing. This and that, yada, yada. And say, well, what about your other three friends? Right? So, my thing is the guy is trying to be honest. Okay? Or the girl, she's trying to be honest. And again, in reality, if they didn't tell you, the reality is that they are dating a couple of more people, and they ask you out on a date. That's exactly what's going on. But these women act like, they all high and mighty and this and that, I don't want to. You crazy. You come to me. How can you come to me and say something like that? And you say you want to take me out on a date, but you're going to tell me you're dating two other women? That's crazy. I don't want to be a part of your harem. Well, hey, I'm just what men doing and what women are doing as well, they sorting through men, and they sorting through women, trying to find that one, right? That one that they could be exclusive with. That's what I did. I mean, hey, I actually met my wife in high school. But throughout our little dating and stuff like that, and when I met her, she already had someone that she was involved with. Right? She had a little guy that she was talking to and, being friends with, right? Or a boyfriend, girlfriend type thing, right? We went to high school. I played high school basketball all through high school. I was one of the well-known guys in high school, right? Because I played basketball. And so, not blowing my own horn or anything like that, but there were a lot of different girls that were after me, so to speak, or wanted to be that one, right? And I'm sure there was some on the side that didn't want to approach me, but like what they were seeing. Y'all with me? Y'all understand what I'm saying? And the same thing on the other side with the girl that I was after. You know, she was a majorette or whatever in the band, and nice looking, nice body, nice hair, all this stuff. And I was like, man, I like that. But she was with someone else, right? But I made the move to get what I wanted. I knew she was with someone else. She knew I was with someone else. And we still went out on a date. And guess what? I got the girl. Now it's exclusive, right? Got married, had a couple of kids. Now it's exclusive, right? So what's wrong with a guy coming and saying, hey, I want to take you out on a date, but I'm already dating someone else? That's no difference. That's no difference than if you were 17 or if you're 47. That's no difference. Again, because reality is that you're already dating someone else. And I'm going to shut the show down with that. So I know that young lady is listening to the show. And, you wanted to argue with me then, but you don't want to come on the show and give me your arguments now. That's fine. So it is what it is, right? It is what it is. You telling the guy you don't want to date him because you don't want to be a part of his harem. But in reality, you're dating other people too, and he would be a part of your harem. So guys, have a great day today. It's Thursday. Remember, tomorrow is Free Fall Friday. You guys can call in and talk about whatever you want. The show is yours tomorrow, same time, same place, right here on the Frank Williams Show. Hey guys, you take care of yourselves. Have a great day. And it is what it is, right? It is what it is. Guys, you never know when your blessing is standing right there in front of you. You never know it until you take that chance. Hey guys, this Frank, I'm over and I'm out. Let's get down to a little bit of raw bass and DJ Easy Rock. Come on, hit it! Out! Get on it, y'all. I see you out there. I see you out there. Come on. I know you at work bobbing your head. Don't let your boss see you. They know you're doing something wrong. But you're listening to the Frank Williams Show. Get down, y'all. Come on. I wish y'all could see me, huh? Hey, this was the jam back in the day. Come on, y'all. See ya.
So what? I don't care. I'm number one, so uno, I like punk. Bring all the suckers to